象征美国总统权力的空军一号，有川普政府官员爆料，川普曾在2019年在河内举行的川金二会后，邀请金正恩搭上空军一号，想要送他回北韩。
I think it's clear Trump had no idea what he was doing and didn't really understand the kind of political constraints.That somebody like Kim Jong-un would be under.
为了两人的兄弟情，提出了这突如其来的邀请，可是让幕僚们当场吓呆了。前国家安全顾问波顿在自己的书中爆料，川普邀请金正恩搭便机回家后，金正恩是笑着婉拒。之后，川普就突然取消了两国的午餐之约。
Kim Jong-un, this 5-day train journey to get down there, lots of build-up, and then to just be sort of dumped publicly. I mean, I think it really, really upset Kim Jong-un.
川金二会最终以失败作结，专家分析美国与北韩的关系从之后就没有好转。川普的空军一号提案显然是没有理解北韩领导人的心态。
He wanted to appear as an equal. He got nothing in sanctions. What? So a plane ride will do?No, that was not going to happen.
而北韩在之后几乎是马上又重新启动了核武计划。
I think his legacy is in many ways a complete failure. Kim Jong-un has basically had the opportunity over the last 4 years to continue manufacturing warheads.
专家认为拜登政府现在得接收烂摊子，离朝鲜半岛无核化的目标还越来越远了。记者林哲报道。